Hello.
Hi.
Guess what?
What?
In a couple days, we're having our murder mystery party.
I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be so fun.
It is.
I hope I did it.
I hope I did it. I got my outfit.
Oh, you did?
Well, part of it's still coming. Basically, so I'm like a cowgirl type person.
Okay.
So I just got like a black long sleeve velvety dress and like a brown fringe vest.
Yes.
And I was totally thinking about going all the way in and buying like an old timey prop gun, just carrying it around. You did it.
I wish that costume store was still open.
I know. I loved that place.
Such a bummer.
So sad.
I haven't even thought of mine. I'm pretty sure I'm a scientist.
Oh, you can get a lab coat.
Yeah. I need to get a lab coat.
You can like fill test tubes and drink out of them. <That'd be> fun.
Yeah, I was working on the cards today. I'm pretty excited. They look really nice. I'm going to put some wax seals on them so that way they're like
super fancy.
Really cool.
I can't wait. We're going to have so much fun.
We still need to think about what we're going to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Because that should, I hope we can find something that we can all eat that's not just pizza.
Yeah. I mean, sick of pizza.
Pizza's fine, but pizza's not very murder mystery dinner.
No. We can do like a potluck type thing.
Yeah. Where everybody brings one thing that they know they can eat, and then mm-hmm. everyone just eats what they bring.
Yeah. Bring your own meal. Everyone brings a Lunchable.
Oh, we should make a charcuterie board.
We should.
For all you lactose intolerant people.
I'll take a pill. I don't care.
Fuji.
Fuji says he's lactose intolerant.
Fuji. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
Bye.
What a guy. What a guy. All right. Well, happy bonus episode. Happy March 1st. Do you want to shut that door?
Yeah.
I apologize. My dog is barking up a storm.
A lot to say.
Yeah. He likes to bark at our neighbors and cars driving by and people and just,
and
you
me.
Know, humanity. Oh, the humanity. All right. So for March 1st, this has nothing to do with March.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do something really fun.
Okay.
Do you remember when we talked about a pet, a cat that had a job?
Yeah.
Buttons. That was like bonus episode 3 or something, like really long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to do another round of animals with jobs.
Aww.
I'm going to tell you about the United States Navy dolphins.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right. The U.S. Navy trains dolphins and sea lions under the U.S. Navy Marine Mammal Program, which is based in San Diego, California. The Navy gets some of its dolphins from the Gulf of Mexico.
Aww.
Military dolphins are used by the U.S. Navy during, or were used by the U.S. Navy during the First and Second Gulf Wars, and their use dates back to the Vietnam War, which is so cool.
That's weird. How are they? I don't get it.
About 75 dolphins were in the program circa 2007.
Aww. Do you think they graduated and got little hats?
I don't know. Dolphins are like fucked up mammals, actually. Like, they're true. Like not nice.
They're not.
And around 70 dolphins and 30 sea lions were reported to be in the program in 2019.
Aww.
Which wasn't that long ago.
No.
The United States Navy implemented a program in 1960 to work with dolphins and sea lions in order to help with defense, mine detection, and the design of new submarines and new underwater weapons.
They're like little scientists?
I guess so.
That's cute.
The Navy did many tests with several marine mammals to determine which would be the best for the required missions, with more than 19 species, including some sharks and birds.
Okay.
Though the bottlenose dolphin and the California sea lion were considered the best at what the Navy needed them for.
Oh.
The bottlenose dolphin's asset was their highly evolved biosonar, helping to find underwater mines. And the sea lion's asset was their impeccable underwater vision, which can help detect enemy swimmers.
Aww.
So cool.
I see you, he says.
I spy with my little eye.
An enemy swimmer.
In fiscal year 2007, the United States so stupid. The United States Navy spent $14 million on research on marine mammal training programs.
And their paycheck. You got to pay those mammals.
For object recovery and mine detection, and had 75 trained dolphins. Dolphins have contributed to saving more lives in open water than specially trained lifesavers.
Aww.
But, okay, so I got all this information off Wikipedia, and you know how, like, anybody can put stuff on Wikipedia?
Uh-huh.
And after, like, a fact, it'll be like, here's a citation.
Mm-hmm.
After this one, it said, citation needed. So take that with a grain of salt.
You should put a citation in there and make it go to this podcast. We said it, so it's true.
We are the authority.
We're the authority.
On dolphins. Oh my gosh. But that's, so say that were true.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say it again. Dolphins have contributed to saving more lives in open water than specially trained lifesavers.
Crazy.
How?
I don't know.
If that were true, how come we've never heard of this?
Dolphin lifeguards.
I randomly stumbled onto this while I was searching for stories.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea how I found it.
Crazy.
Yeah. Never heard of it before. All right. So you may be wondering, how do they care and train these animals?
Good question.
The marine mammals used for the Navy's research and operations are cared for by a full-time staff of veterinarians, veterinarian technicians, and highly trained marine biologists. The dolphins and sea lions are trained by 5 teams of the Navy's marine mammal fleet members. One team specializes in swimmer detection, 3 teams in mine location, and another team in object recovery.
Wow. They find stuff?
I guess.
Pick it up with their little noses.
The quick response goal of this fleet is to mobilize a team and be on site within 72 hours. Dolphins are trained much as police dogs and hunting dogs are. They are given rewards such as fish on correct completion of a task. Dolphins are trained to detect underwater mines and enemy swimmers and then report back to their handlers.
That is so cute. I want to be a dolphin handler.
And my source is Wikipedia.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yep. I know how much you like animals with jobs.
I do. I like when you're watching a movie or whatever and there's a dog on it and it's just like, he's acting. He went to work today and got on set and is acting. How cute.
I think it's almost like hearing about how hard it is to film with animals and like all the rules and stuff with it and like how difficult it is because it's hard to train an animal. Even the highly trained ones are still hard to work with. That it almost seems not worth it.
Yeah.
Like,
just don't put an animal in your movie.
Yeah.
But they're so cute to look at.
They are. All right. Well, that was it.
That was fun. I liked it. Thank you.
I really wish I could remember what I was looking up that led me to that. Because I know I was looking up stories, and one of the like rabbit holes I went down was people who died on Mount Everest.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to tell one of those stories. But again, I was like reading through it, and I was like, God, this looks like so much work for me. Because I'm lazy. So I don't know how I went from that.
To dolphins.
I have no idea.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Me too. It's very interesting. All right. Well, whoops, sorry. That was a fun little bonus. We'll see you guys next Friday for a regular episode. Hope you guys have a March Madness. When is spring flowers? May. Oh, we got some time. Darn. Yes.
Oh.
March.
My favorite month, May.
What's going on in March? St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yeah. We had a party last year with potatoes.
We did. Those potatoes took like 2 hours to cook, and I didn't start cooking them till like 9 p.m. That was my bad.
It was fun, though.
Love a good potato.
Yeah. Potato party.
We could have another potato party.
We can.
Why not?
We should.
We'll have it in May because we're bad at planning things yeah. on time. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right. I guess we'll see you guys in a couple days. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Goodbye.
Bye.